Tommy's, Ulster, Marlboro, Marlboro Town, and Kingston. The rest of the town board to sign on. So the board has to go on this for the next meeting. So what we've done, is we've created two budgets, one with the 14 towns, one with no towns, to ensure that we have, I can cover either one. Because it looks like there's probably, right now there's probably four, one vote to stay with the town. I think it's okay. But I still got to have that other, but that budget has to get approved the next week.
Right.
Every year at the August meeting, because the next day, our budget back hand delivered here to the county next office and the legislature, doing every single year. So to cover all my bases, I got to make sure I have two budgets prepared. So after they take the vote on the towns, I'm going to have the town budget attached to the resolution, just in case that failed for whatever reason. I mean, 2 weeks is a lot of time in politics, you know. But so, for whatever reason, if that failed for some reason, I could switch the budgets out and attach it to the resolution and approve the budget, but put out the towns.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
What's the specific reason that the city's not wanting to, you just said the city doesn't want to report it?
Yeah, actually, I have the flag that don't want to be on the NDRA. I heard that the Saugerties took the model out, and they were definitive no. Never heard from the city of Kingston or Marlboro.
So you got no?
Well, I've used it with the no because we've had our own meetings, so I never heard from the city or Marlboro.
You never even heard from the city?
No. I heard from the grapevine. So I'm going to talk about it at the public meeting, but.
Does that come from my chef's office?
It was sent from the mayor's office. All correspondence. But not whether he delegated to my chef.
Okay. How significantly would that affect, I'm not going to hold you to a specific number, but how significantly is that going to affect the full charge? The five not signing on.
Oh. It's going to raise it. By how much? We're going to have to do that calculation next year because the last going to change. It's going in after 2000, or after January 1st, we promised them $62 per pole. Now what happened with that wide swing is that went from 62 up to 93 when we only had 9 towns. And then it dropped down to the low 80s when we got a couple more towns on. So now that we got 14 towns on, it's going to drop into probably the high 70s.
The question that begs to me is, have you gone back to the towns that have signed on and said, just so you know, this is going to happen, do you still want to?
Actually, I've pulled a letter from our attorney.
Okay.
There were only 9 signed on.
It was
significant. 11th hour, 2 more signed on.
Okay.
Literally 11th hour. The board was supposed to vote on these contracts at the last board meeting, but the board felt it was unfair because all of our projections were on all 19 towns signed on. They thought it was unfair to hold these towns that sent them signed contracts, hold them to that. So rather than the agency signing the contract, given to the towns that the board of directors thought it was best to have attorneys send the letters to the towns. Anyway, I just want you to know that these full charges are probably going to increase significantly. And if you want, you can pull out surplus and rip up the contract and
and nobody did, or
probably nobody has.
How long did that letter go out?
Go over the supervisors meetings, I don't mind, and I just want to say some of the towns, whether they've had it or not, some of the towns don't believe they've had enough time to process it. And I do hope, because it's going to cost us, it's a cost down for everybody, if some of the latecomers decide to come in. That the agency board will allow them to, and I get this little thing there.
I can tell you what happened enough. I had contracts for 10 out of the 14. I'll tell you, I still don't have 4 towns. And I made phone calls today, and I got a hold of 3 out of 4 supervisors. with Garner, Curley, Lloyd, Shandaken. They had this under contract, and I was told by Shandaken and Lloyd today that their board meetings were coming up. I got an email from Curley saying that the board meeting is too hard.
In order, basically, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I would like to entertain our motion to actually go and approve Resolution 296 and 318 so we can then have...
Have our presentation.
Well, I understand. I just want to be very clear on this. I will be voting yes on both of them just to get them out of committee, whether or not I will be voting on the public law.
Fair enough. I understand your
concern. Okay. You and I have had that discussion.
Yeah.
I think it should be policy, not public law.
Fair enough.
Okay. So you made the motion to accept both of them.
On second.
You're second both of them. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so moved.
And just did it when we've been discussing the first one for a while.
That's fine. Excuse me, I want to change something though, because I understand, and I actually, in my haste to get this done, I have some questions regarding...
318? The town road?
Yes.
Are we withdrawing that vote?
Yes, I'm withdrawing my vote on that. I have.
Are you a no or?
Until I get my answers, I'm a no.
Okay.
I want to hear from Lloyd. I want to hear.
Okay. I'd like to amend the process to vote on 296.
That's on my second.
All right.
Okay, that's what we're going to need to do.
With regards to Resolution 318, would you like to postpone or?
I'd like to postpone it until next month. At which time I would like to have some information from Lloyd. I'd like to understand what they think about this. I also have an issue with just taking land. I believe this was up one time in the trail. Let me see.
See, this is what happens.
Right, we're going to set the 1 point years back. So in any case, I want to hold off on this until next month. There's no reason to jump into it right away as far as I know of anyway.
Okay. I'll support postponing it until next month.
I will too. I mean, these things don't just pop up though, so
depending for the clarification.
So right.
And if need be, Mr. Sheriff, we do want to entertain, if we actually do get an answer before session, that maybe we actually have a quick meeting of the Environment Committee before session to go and approve 318
I can tell you that's not going to happen because I have a lot of questions.
Easy, don't just sit down with you. Anyway, I moved to postpone it.
Okay, so we
can.
Do we have to re-vote on this one?
Hold on,
the first one we already did.
No, we have
Mr. Chair, before we proceed, I'd like to be considered for next month's meeting. I just want to make sure that we actually have copies of
the microphone. I agree with that. That's fine.
All right, so I'm basically just presenting it now. So that way, everybody, we can actually have a more robust discussion next month. Other counties actually already passed, including the rabid socialists in Erie County and Suffolk County.
That's accurate. You say that it's accurate.
So completely not accurate.
Are you telling
me? Okay, there you go.
I'm fine with them knowing that I think that you're a socialist.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. Thank you.
Oh, it's all right. So we're good with that. Good to go next month. We'll entertain.
Ellen, we are sort of giving you a short shrift on you.
Sorry, Ellen, but that's why I asked you if you wanted to wait till the next month.
It's very, very, very simple. So if you're ready. Okay. First of all, thank you very much for even allowing me to have a few moments of your time, and it's an honor to be here. Just to identify myself, my name is Ellen Meininger, and I'm Director of Educational Outreach at Grassroots Environmental Education, which is a science-based environmental health nonprofit, and we work with many different entities around the state, the Northeast, and nationally, educating the public, which includes school systems and local and state governments on a variety of issues. It's come to our attention that counties around New York State are activated around a particular issue, and that happens to be resolutions, and you have received some of that information, and I have here documents that are relevant. Letters that came from Schoharie County Board of Supervisors asking counties to join in and support the American Medical Association and the Medical Society of the State of New York on resolutions that support legislation that would require health impact assessments for gas infrastructure. And gas infrastructure is simply pipelines, compressor stations, storage facilities, all sorts of infrastructure that's associated with the distribution and conveyance and transportation of gas. And the reason for that is that this, and you'll see from this information, this was sent out by the Board of Supervisors at Schoharie County with a follow-up letter. Very simply, these are the resolutions from the Medical Society of the State of New York and the American Medical Association acknowledging the health impact of gas infrastructure, air pollutants and toxins and radioactive materials and so forth. This is from Dr. David Carpenter, the director of the Institute of Public Health. And simply the effort is here is to have counties pass resolutions that support the other resolutions. And I have examples of the rest of where counties that are complete. I've sent to you already a copy. There's a draft resolution from Hopkins County with a sample template if you so choose. I'm not here to tell you how to pass your resolution, but that's pretty much what we're asking. And this is followed.
Who do you go to?
Resolution, once they're passed, they would be going forwarded back to Schoharie County. You can tell me that this is directly for Richard Will, who is the author of those letters that were sent to several counties around the state. They're seeking to engage the New York State Legislature to act on this, and also to engage our federal representatives on this issue, because it's an issue that impacts New York State residents across the state. This is, to be a little more clear, this is consistent with a ban that was enacted here in Ulster County and in, I think, 14 other counties, prohibiting fracking rates. So we have a ban in place on fracking in New York State, so it appears that that's a non-issue, but unfortunately the entire life cycle of oil and gas extraction includes the production and the transportation and the very...
Well, the transportation is trains. We don't control trains. We have
right.
full schedule.
Right. This is all this.
It's a memorializing position.
All this really is saying we support a health impact assessment consistent with the resolutions passed by the American Medical Association in June and the Medical Society of the State of New York.
Okay.
That's it. It's very basic, and it's daily protein and time with the tracking waste band, which is separate from the tracking band that was, as you know, in Ulster County, was among the leading counties and one of the earliest bands on prohibiting waste from tracking operations. So now there are about 14 other counties, and this really fits in line with that. It's the understanding that there are other issues associated with the full life cycle that are linked to health impacts and have been acknowledged by the medical community. And it's essentially less exercises in scrutiny here. That was exercise for tracking. It's not saying banning infrastructure. It's the same.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you much.
And if you have any questions, I mean, you're certainly free to contact me directly, but you can contact me with Lake and O'Hara County, the administrator here who initiated this whole process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking this
time. This is the first one. I'm on the committee.
Well, did you drive all the way to Scarsdale?
I drove from my plane.
Ah, right.
I live in my plane and worked from early. That's just
the mailing address.
We share the New York City water. That's it. You guys up there to go? Here's something.
We share having our water stolen.
First public hearing is the 5th, the second one is the
15th.
No, grab
the
second. They're not going to start it. It's scheduled for 6, but they're not going to start it at 6:15 because there's a gap between 6:15.
Okay.
And I guess to get to the...
It's going on right now.
Right.
So they're
probably
not finished
yet. Yeah,
they're starting to move down.
Yeah. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll put Scott at the Climate Smart Committee,
ELP.
So we were actually at the RRA in our last meeting. We actually did not actually have a quorum, but we still actually had a very good discussion with regards to food waste and really the challenges. We actually had haulers and folks actually involved in that industry specifically, but very kind of narrow sort of grouping of people who deal specifically with food waste. And, you know, it's probably the one aspect of solid waste that's going to be, it's hugely important, but it's also very tricky because you basically need to go and almost monopolize to a certain degree. If you have routes, have dedicated sources in order to actually get clean food stock. Now, for example, we're lucky in that the agency is actually already taking some food waste now, and they're actually making mulch out of it, and they've actually got a full operation actually there up at the RRA.
Food waste,
and they're actually taking that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, breaks down. Everything breaks down.
But I didn't think you make mulch out of necessarily.
It's a partial mix. Obviously, I think it's like 3-1, I think, was what they were saying.
Yeah, but I would call that compost.
Yeah.
Well,
that's compost. I feel compost.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately. But so we're still sort of working through really kind of trying to finalize the thing that should get to a report. I do not know whether or not people went up to Delaware County on Wednesday. They did? Okay, so I believe the rest of our... Sorry, I was going to say, I believe pretty much at this point we it seems across political spectrums we do seem to take a liking or a shine to what Delaware County is doing right now. And at our previous meeting before that, we actually had broached the subject actually with DEC representatives about what it would take process-wise to build a facility like that. So,
$10 million I will take blindfolds.
We will probably be discussing this more at our next meeting as well as the next meeting of this meeting, so I'll leave you on that. Is that for your update there, Amanda? Do you have your update for ClimateSmart?
Oh.
I was filling until you were ready.
Well, I would say that the last meeting was pretty much of a review. I don't think there was much new, but I do think I'm looking to understand the county's two things that are on our mind. One is the Siemens Energy Audit, which was discussed in Public Works, and I think we have a much better handle on the county's, at least the budget request, although I've asked for more information. And the other is the two new solar systems that are being considered, one on the town of Ulster, ECRA landfill located in the town of Ulster that the county is making an agreement with Solar City. And it's a little bit more than 2 megawatts, and I still have some questions about it, but it looks like that is potentially a very good project. And then the second one out of the Tennessee College is more than 1 megawatt lot. And the difference is that at the community college, or SUNY Ulster, they'll be using the electricity that they generate on site, so we call it behind-the-meter system. And the one at the town of Ulster, located in the town of Ulster, is remote net metering. So the electricity will be generated there, but used elsewhere. And the tariff that determines the reimbursement are different for behind the meter versus remote net metering. And it's my understanding that there's a lot of concern with how it is structured for remote net metering. I don't know that there's anything we can do about it. And it's a big system. We want to be putting infrastructure in place. But I do want to better understand that, and I think the committee does too. So,
well, net metering in general benefits the utility more than it benefits the homeowner, because when you're net metering, at least as a homeowner, when you're net metering, you net meter at a wholesale rate, and then you buy back off the grid at the retail rate. So it's
homeowner benefits as well.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying to a minor extent. I'm saying when you sell back to the utility, like you will just use a number. You know, you're selling it for six cents, and when you're buying it, you're buying it at 12 cents.
I thought it was
I'm
the
just
same.
Going out there. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying.
But in any case, that's the level of detail that we want to understand for both these projects.
Yeah.
They're good projects, but we really want to understand the economics of them. And if there's anything that we as a legislature should do, particularly around the remote net metering issue, which has come up time and time again at the ClimateSmart Committee meeting.
Yeah. On that note, I guess I'll second Mr. Cross's motion to adjourn. We weren't adjourned because he said